Last night, contracted workers at Philadelphia International Airport walked off the job for another single-day strike. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports they are demanding better wages and more respect.
The workers picketed between terminals B and C at the airport, wearing Service Employees International Union t-shirts and chanting familiar union slogans. These are the people that handle bags of curbside, clean aircraft, and handle wheelchair assistance, among other things. Baggage handler Christopher Vega is making the $12 an hour as mandated by the mayor, city council, and a new contract at the airport. He says the problem is management doesn't show respect.
We will come in and we're supposed to wear black shoes. That's fine. It'll have like white or something in it. We gotta go home. It's just the way they come off. It's just the attitudes.
Icilius Jones says pushing wheelchairs is a difficult job. He says he deserves to be paid more than $11 an hour plus tips.
It's rough. We have passengers that can't really walk, so sometimes we have to lift them. It could be 300 to 400, 600 pounds.
The employees are now pressing for $15 an hour. City Councilman Curtis Jones says a fair wage means workers will not possibly be tempted by terrorists.
A living wage not only is good for the economy, but it's good for security. We're talking about sensitive areas here at the airport. That has value.
The strike is not preventing flights from leaving on time. The airport contractors who employ these workers did not reply to requests for comment about the strike. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.